Hey Gratitude Seeker, I would like to share with you one idea on how you can celebrate an important date for you. It doesn't involve alcohol and it's free. Let's see what it's all about. Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Recently, on September 1st, I celebrated the Gratitude Podcast's second year of existence. I wanted to celebrate this day in a unique way. I didn't feel like throwing a party or doing any kinds of things of that nature. I felt that the best way to celebrate this second year of the Gratitude Podcast's existence by actually expressing gratitude and by actually thinking about the people that have been supportive, that have been there for me in times when it wasn't that easy. And even though I didn't think it was going to be something that would feel like a celebration, it actually was, and that was very surprising for me. So basically what I did was I took some time to reflect on the past year and on the past 2 years, and I thought about the people that have been there for me along the way, and I took the time to write to each and every one of them, to let them know that they are important for me, that I appreciate their support. And I actually told them what I was doing, the fact that I was thinking about the people that have been there for me throughout this process, and that they are one of the people that I want to express my gratitude for, because I really appreciate their kindness and their support and the fact that they were there for me. Just doing that felt amazing. It reminded me of all the people that helped me, all of the amazing things that I've done on this journey, thanks to them. But what was even more amazing was their response. Because people don't expect these kinds of things. They were all so surprised and so touched by my message. These are the exact words that some of them said. What was also quite amazing was reconnecting with them. Even if with some I haven't been talking for a while, we got back together and we spoke a little bit and we reconnected, and they really felt happy knowing that it's the second year since the Gratitude Podcast was launched. Some couldn't believe that it's already 2 years since launching. And this beautiful energy actually created even more support, emotional support, and even with some of the people that I wrote to, something really concrete, like promoting the podcast or doing something together, or just the reassurance that they are there for me and open for giving me support and connecting me with people or things of this nature. I honestly didn't expect any of these things, and I was surprised and delighted to have such amazing feedback from the people that I wrote to. And I wanted to share this with you because it's an interesting way of celebrating, and it might be something that you might find useful as well. Like when you celebrate something that's important for you, that other people cheered you on or supported you one way or another, you can let them know that you're thinking about them, that you're appreciating their support, their kindness, their kind words, and that will take you into a beautiful energy of gratitude that brings so many other good things your way, like it did in my situation as well. Another important person that I would like to thank is you, the one listening right now. Knowing that you are listening and that you choose to listen to this podcast keeps me going. And I want to thank you for choosing to spend this time with me, for choosing to listen to the Gratitude Podcast, for sticking with me maybe for a longer period of time, and for being a gratitude seeker and hopefully a gratitude spreader. You're changing the world through your example, through focusing on gratitude, through focusing your time and energy on something that's uplifting and that makes you a better person, someone much more pleasant to have around, someone who raises above the everyday negativity that we find in the world and chooses to seek and to find the good in all of this. Thank you so much once again for listening. And if you want to support me and this podcast, you can do so on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/thegratitudepodcast. You can choose one of the membership tiers. The first one starts as low as $3 per month. And for that, I will thank you personally on the podcast. Or you can send me a gratitude dedication for someone you appreciate that I will read on the podcast. I love this idea so much, and I would so love to get your dedications and read them out loud on the podcast. I think it can be really inspiring for so many people, and it's a beautiful way of showing appreciation. Also, if you want to show even more support for the podcast, for $10 or more, as a token of my appreciation, you will receive a personalized audio gratitude affirmation that you can listen to daily. This one is limited to 30 spots, so if you want one, you better hurry up. And the third tier is $20 or more, if you feel really generous. And in this case, as a token of my appreciation, you will receive a personalized guided meditation that, of course, you can listen to every morning and wake up with a personalized gratitude meditation that can really influence your life in a positive way. This is also limited to 30 spots because it's a lot of work to create these meditations, because we would have to talk a little bit to make sure that it's personalized. And also recording them takes quite a while. As you probably know already, if you want to buy something like this, it's priced much, much higher. But you will receive this as a gift for your generosity, for your support. And of course, no matter what kind of support you want to give, you'll also get the dedication on the podcast. So go to patreon.com/thegratitudepodcast. And if you feel it's the right thing for you to support, you can choose the right tier for you. I will also post the Patreon link in the description. So as the podcast finishes, you can go there and click it directly. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude. Thank you.